Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. You're in it for it. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the listening audience. And we have an exciting show today with a guest, Richard Salva. We're going to have a talk about reincarnation while we do the readings. I want to give the phone number out, toll-free, USA and Canada. I apologize for the late start. We had a little bit of a technical problem, and we got that straightened out, so we're relaxed and ready to go. Get your pencil ready. Toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, dial direct. It's 1-530-876-3222. I'd like to announce that the musical piece you were listening to is my theme song. It's titled Going Within, and it's created by and played by Joe Deggs. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Okay, I have my guest here now. We're juggling the format here, and working a guest into an hour program is going to be a little tricky, so you're going to see a change a little bit as we put this together, but we're going to have fun with it and enjoy it. Richard Salva is here with me now. Richard, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Michael, and thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you, buddy. And we're going to talk about reincarnation.
Yes.
And address some questions with it. And I want to give you a proper introduction. You are a minister for 30 years.
Yes.
Okay, and you traveled extensively.
Yes, actually, I've been a minister for about 20 years, but I've been interested in studying reincarnation and diving into especially the path of yoga for the last 30-plus years.
Right. And you're also into past life regression, too.
Yes, that's right. As far as doing it, helping people to be able to access past life memories on their own, especially through the practice of meditation.
Very good. Do you actually do the therapy, the hypnosis with the person?
Or actually, not what people usually consider to be past life regressions. As I say, I can lead them in a guided meditation and teach them meditation technique that will help them to do that.
Okay, and you do this on the phone or on the email?
I could do it either way, phone, email, any way that people to connect with them.
Very good. And I seen at the website, the email one was free, wasn't it? It was a three-part.
Yes, yes. I have a three-part series. It's the first part of a monthly newsletter that I send out. But this series that teaches people, helps them to tune into their past lives, comes out every other day, and it's a three-part series.
Okay. So you would give them the information they needed to do it themselves in a meditation?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I think that helping people to just to empower them to be make it so that they can do it themselves is a really a good way to go.
Right, and it is so. It's and it goes hand in hand with meditation. And anybody interested in metaphysics, period, should be touching on meditation and learning the ins and outs of it anyway. And visualization and past life with fit nicely with it.
Yes, I found that my own experiences of past lives came as a direct result of meditation. For instance, I had an experience when I was in Europe on a battlefield, and I was able to tune into that experience of a past life because of the sensitivity I had developed in meditation, my ability to tune in, to feel deeper truths and so on. This is an ability that we all have within us, and it's like a muscle that we can develop. But we need to have some sort of spiritual discipline, some sort of inner practice that we do on a regular basis and able to do that.
I agree. It is like a muscle. Because I notice the more I do, the more I learn and feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In your opinion, what is the purpose for reincarnation, Richard?
Well, the purpose of reincarnation is evolution. It's
right.
Evolution of the ego, evolution of consciousness. Scientists tell us that in nature, evolution takes place over these really small, gradual changes take place over these long eons of time. And this is a manifestation in the physical world. It's a symbolic, a deeper spiritual reality that we also have this same sort of process happening inside of us. And it takes place just like in the physical world over long stretches of time, centuries, even millennia, where we will come into an incarnation. And we spend a great deal of our time in any lifetime just, you know, trying to make ends meet, just putting food on the table. You get up, you go to work, you come back and you relax. And maybe you get married, you have children, and there's so much time spent just taking care of these pedestrian needs that we often just have a few moments in life where we might reflect on something, or we might have a moment or two in any lifetime, perhaps just one moment of epiphany where suddenly we realize something that we've always wondered about. And when that moment comes and you have that inner clarity, that's one of the reasons we came into that lifetime.
Right.
That's one of the reasons we incarnated then, was to experience that. And you say, well, that's just a moment in a lifetime. But you start to connect those moments up from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime, and they create an arc of spiritual growth, an arc of spiritual understanding. And at the beginning of the process of reincarnation, we act like animals. But at the end of the process, we act like angels.
Right. So we're developing into spirit. It's a journey into spirit, really.
Yes. It's a slow movement into the highest manifestation of who and what we are.
Right. And the interesting part is we basically come in as gods and all-knowing, but we're in this filter that's kind of keeping us limited so we can do our lessons and learn our lessons.
Yes. We're like gold that's covered with mud. And
right.
We have to chip away the mud away. Or another analogy you might use is we're like a part of the ocean. You know, the ocean, you can imagine, is just an infinite ocean of spirit. And using this analogy again, and part of that ocean water is inside a bottle. And we have to unscrew the back
right.
of the bottle to release that water and let it merge back into the ocean again.
Right.
It's very much akin to the story that Christ told in the New Testament about the prodigal son. You know, the one where the youngest brother goes off on his own. He's at his home and he's with his family, and everything he could possibly need is there. But he feels this pull to leave, and so he goes off and goes into the city and indulges in what Jesus called riotous living, and forgets his home, forgets his birthright, until finally at one point he realizes, you know, when there's a famine and suddenly all of his friends have left him and he's left with nothing and he can't even put food on the table anymore, that he is a child of a great person, and that all he has to do is to return. And so he comes back, and there's great rejoicing. But this story is a beautiful one. It's very profound. But it's when we go out into the physical world in our incarnations, we're like the prodigal son or the prodigal child just going out, and we need to find our way back. But first we have to have the desire to come back.
True. It's complex but very simple, and
yes.
And at times you understand it, and at times you don't. And it's very, it's a fascinating subject. I mean, it's recorded throughout history, but I feel Casey really brought it to mainstream consciousness in a way.
Yes, I think so too. He went into it in such depth that it really made people think about it. It was no longer just parlor room point of conversation, but something to really meditate on and try to tune into.
True, true. Yeah, he took it from the mystics and like you said, the study groups and stuff, and put it out there to the regular guy and mainstream consciousness, where it would get picked up. And that's where I learned a lot of it, through the work of Casey and others before him. Mm-hmm. Richard, we're going to be here a while. I believe we got a caller. I want to do some readings while we talk. So I got some more questions for you. But I'll bring a caller on, see if they have a question about reincarnation, or give them a quick reading, and then we'll cover a few more questions, okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, I bring on the caller. Caller, how you doing?
I'm doing absolutely great, Michael, and I welcome your guest. It's been like Mission Control today, huh?
I missed the last part of about my guest.
Yes, I missed it also. I couldn't quite.
It's been sort of like Mission Control today.
It's
at the studio.
What is your first name?
This is Bonnie Nadine.
Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hi,
welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much. Would you like me to ask a question about reincarnation, or may I ask anything?
Whatever's on your mind. You can
All right. Well, if it's one question, I'd like it to be, what can you tell me about Slim? And if I can have one more, that would be great. If not, it's okay.
Okay, your question is a psychic reading question about a Slim?
Yeah. What can you tell me about him, his mindset, his health, what he's thinking about doing, when he'll be in El Paso?
Okay. Fair enough. Without knowing too much about Slim or who he is, I feel like he's in a period of judgments and thinking and deciding. I feel as though I feel close to the heart with this. I feel like he's either a good friend or possibly a relationship issue here, friendship or romance. I feel as though he is in a period where he needs to make some decisions, and he's kind of struggling with them. But he's going to get through it. He is going to get through it. He is going to finally, I feel, within the next 30 days, have some concrete judgments and opinions set. It's almost like he's going through a transition in the life. I'm getting a lot of cycles ending and new ones beginning. So this may be the reason he's struggling with making decisions. I feel him evaluating things, too. Things he might want to keep or get rid of or change or stay with or advance on. And I'm just hearing this all being on his mind and some things he's dealing with. As far as health goes, I feel like health with him is going to be okay. I'm feeling like I'm going to, by the time he gets to the end of October, I feel like he has a second wind, almost like a rejuvenation connected to it, and I feel like he'll be moving forward. I feel like there might have been some heaviness. I don't know if it was in his mind or with a loved one or even his own body, but I feel like he was struggling with some issues that were holding him back and weighing him down health-wise, but I feel like it's not an issue and it's going to pass with that. Also with a legal air to him, too, almost like there's some things not only internally but on the outside of him, legal issues or rules and regulations being finalized. I feel like heavy on the finalizing, almost like maybe he left one part of his life to try to start a new part of his life, and he will do well with it. I feel like he's finalizing things and in a transition in life with cycles, and he's going to come out on top. He's going to be okay. He'll be clear-headed. He'll be doing much more focused thinking and knowing what he wants by the end of October. But for the time being, probably for at least the next 30 days, he's going to be back and forth with confusion, almost like not knowing what to do or what road to go down. But he's going to come out of that, and he will be able to decide what way he wants to go. One good thing is that he's got options and opportunities on these roads. So he's just trying to figure out what road to take right now. And financially, I'm hearing that Slim will have some luck financially that's going to clear up a lot of obstacles in his way, too, which allows him to move forward. So Slim is going to be okay, maybe a little delayed and confused right now, but pulling out of it by the end of October. I hope that helps you with Slim.
It certainly does. Do you see him in El Paso at the end of that time?
What's that?
Do you see him in El Paso at the end of that time?
Whether or not he, I do know, I don't know if he's actually there physically, but I believe he's there mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and in the process of manifesting it.
Thank you so much.
By the end of October, and I think it's a part of what's bothering him now. Should I, how do I do it, I don't know what to do, and all this is going to come together within the next 30 days for him. Okay?
You're really incredible, Michael. Truly
Thank you.
You are. Thank you so much.
And you got a question for Richard?
Oh, yes, if
okay.
I may. That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I should ask about my own past life, but really I'm okay with whoever I was. I know I've had past lives. We Hebrew children, when we're spiritually, realize that we have had other lives and will have other lives.
Yes.
There was a lady who, may I ask about someone else's past life who's dead now?
You might ask Michael about that. I don't actually do past life reading.
I want to keep it a little simple, maybe, if you just have a little question about it, or you can always... Listen to me. Richard has, I want everybody else to hear this, too. He's got a free course that will work with this with you
okay.
on his website. Richard, what's the website for you?
The quickest way, the easiest way to remember to get there is LincolnReincarnation.com, my book that I wrote on the reincarnation of Abraham Lincoln.
Very good.
LincolnReincarnation.com.
And I got a couple of friends that went there yesterday and signed up for the course, so that might help you there.
Great.
But if you just wanted a question real quick, I want to try and keep the show moving and get as many calls
yes,
as I can.
Yes, and why don't I allow other callers? Because you've been so kind to me, and I will look at his website. Thank you so very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All righty. And I'd just like to say that one more time, that Richard does have, he's offering a free course, and it's a three-part email course, and I truly believe it would help you with connecting with your spirit guides and information that was connected to your past life. So do go there, Lincoln.com. LincolnReincarnation.com, and sign up for the course. Richard, love to hear from you. Is there another caller?
Yes, Michael, it's Sugarcane.
Sugarcane.
I haven't talked to you for quite some time.
Good. It's been a while.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
All righty. I'll just jump into your reading unless you got a question real quick.
For it.
Okay. I'll just give you a general reading, and hopefully it'll help you. I'm feeling
it
very busy.
It usually does.
Yeah. Thank you, Sugarcane. Right off the bat, I feel very busy all of a sudden. I think you're about to... Things are going to pick up and start moving around you. I don't know if it's started already, but I feel like you're right at the threshold with it. And I'm getting past effort paying off. So anything that you've been trying to accomplish or to get done, I feel it... or been working on in the past, I feel it finally paying off or coming through for you.
Oh, good.
Or materializing. I feel like I've been really trying to do this or hoping or praying or just focusing on it. And or it might even have been something that you were physically really trying to accomplish and seeing signs of a payoff or going the way you'd like it to go. A little warning here, between now and the end of October, very active. I don't know if it's spiritually, emotionally, but I feel like I'm going to be, like my head's spinning a little bit, or it will be soon. And I want to be cautious with doing too much or taking on too much. There's a little bit of a warning here. They're waving a little flag.
Okay.
You might get tricked into, you might feel so good that you do too much and then you pay the price for it. So
okay.
Just keep in mind you want to limit everything, work and play. But I feel strong and I feel motivated and inspired, so the energy is going to be there for you. I'm deliberately choosing to do something. I don't know if it's moving or some kind of a project or something that I really... I'm deliberately choosing to actually... I'm going to go ahead and do this. And I don't know if it's changing jobs or trying something different or something in your personal life, but you're not going to be delayed on any decisions much longer. I feel like you're actually going to be able to make decisions and get it going. And I'm hearing getting something off the ground or getting something moving. So if there is something special you're working on, I feel like you're right on top of it taking off. And I'm hearing a victory. Between now and the end of October, this is a very good time to ask for things and to get things moving and to start things, because the energy from spirit is going to be right there behind you. So, and that goes with looking for a job or accomplishing something personally in your life. Something with a vehicle, too, Sugar. I don't know if you're buying, selling, or fixing, or maybe you should look it over. But
yep, I just got in a car wreck, and I just got the check to get my car repaired.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, bingo.
Yeah, they just let me know there's going to be something with either getting a new one or trading it or fixing it, and at least walk around it, make sure it's okay. But it's a new car. It's either coming or going. And I feel like a little travel with that. You might do some pleasure running around with it, but I feel like it came in just a nick of time type feeling with it. So
I'm very concerned about my marriage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you wanted to... Well... I was just going to go to the home. I feel as though things are improving there. I don't know if this is what you needed to hear, but I feel the home is about to become a much more cozier, agreeable. They're showing me a house and it's filling with love, and by the end of October, I feel that things are a lot better in my home and in my family.
Okay.
Spirit's going to reach out and touch you. I'm getting a new baby for some reason. I don't know what this is. Don't panic. It could be a friend or a relative, but I got a feeling somewhere along the line.
Oh, how exciting.
You're going to be hearing about it or talking about it. I feel close with this bloodline, family, so it's close. Relationship-wise, I feel good about. Did you ask me to look at relationship for you?
My husband last week, he seems to be very confused, and he's brought up maybe wanting a divorce.
Okay.
Although we've been talking a lot since then, and it seems like it's going good, I'm still very concerned.
Mm-hmm. That's why they pulled me there.
Yeah.
All right, and that's why they were showing me a house filling with light, because you were worried about it and might have been dealing with it. I feel as though that's going to reverse. It's going to get better for you.
Oh, good.
Okay. I feel as though the light is expanding, so this is my sign telling me that the situation is going to improve.
Okay.
And it's going to be positive, and it's filled with love. I keep hearing it's going to be filled with love.
Okay.
And it's going to become happy again.
Okay.
And satisfying. You're on the right track. You're being led there. I don't think he wants it, and I don't think you want it. And Spirit's working with you to make that better.
Oh, good.
Okay, and you're right around the corner. I keep hearing teller, she's right around the corner from not only things getting better, but seeing the after effects of it spilling into the home, the family, the house.
Oh, good.
Everything
we
around
feel so
you.
Frustrated. Like,
okay,
I don't know quite what to do to help the financial.
I would stay just the way you are and just keep your heart filled with love.
Okay.
Because I think Spirit's going to do the rest. I feel like your husband might have been going through some confusion and having a problem, and I feel like it was only a cycle and it's going to pass.
Okay.
Okay. Are you moving, or is somebody going to move? Or?
We want to.
Okay. I keep hearing this with you. There's a relocation.
We just have not been able to find the right house yet.
Okay. And I think that might be some of the pressure, and I'm hearing Spirit say that it's going to happen. Stop worrying about it.
Okay.
So you're going to be guided to the right home, and I feel like it's a very good move, and it's going to be happy and successful for you. It's going to be what you're looking for.
Oh, great.
Okay, and it's filled with love. All right?
Okay.
Okay, Sugar, I'll let you go with that.
Thanks so much, Michael.
You got a question about reincarnation or for riches, or just say hi, or... I'm going to ask him some more questions anyway, so... Sugar?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah, you got
a question
for Richard?
Oh, I'm
sorry.
What did you say?
You got a question for Richard?
Do you have any question about reincarnation?
Or? Oh, yes.
Okay, go
ahead. My husband and I both feel like we had probably been together in a past life. In fact, I've had flashes of memories.
Yes, yes. Yogananda, who's my spiritual teacher, said that it's impossible for us to be very close to somebody in this life unless we were at least somewhat close to them in a past life. And so we work on these relationships from lifetime to lifetime. Either we'll be married or we might be in some other close bond, a mother, son, or a mother, daughter, or who knows what form the relationship will take. But the question for us to ask ourselves in this lifetime is, why have we come here together, and what it is that we are meant to learn together? What is it that we are meant to work on? This way we can work on ourselves and our own inner growth, and we can work on our relationships as well.
That makes sense. It really does.
Yep. Interesting. So you're actually working things out, Sugar.
Great.
Just like the rest of us, and when what you're experiencing, I found in my research that our perception. I don't think we can change the experience, but we can change the perception of the experience.
Right.
So when you're having difficulties and sadness and pain, just know that there is a lesson there, and it's part of the journey, and you can do the best you can with it. You know.
That's very helpful.
Okay, Sugar, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care.
All righty. You're listening. Thank you, Sugar. Tell your friends about us. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. That's where it all starts, Your Inner Thoughts. We come what you dwell on, I believe, and energy follows through it. I think we got another caller. Are you there? Okay, I'll keep talking. And Richard.
Yes.
Which brings me to, how often do you think we reincarnate? Carl, you can just hang on and listen, and I'll be right to you.
Thank you.
Okay, Richard. How often do you believe we reincarnate?
Actually, most of us reincarnate fairly quickly. I believe there are even some instances of someone dying and then coming back very soon thereafter. It depends on our desires. It depends on our karma. Sometimes you may have a lifetime where it's a very difficult lifetime. Maybe at the very end of your life, maybe you go through cancer or some sort of disease that takes a lot out of you and you need time to rest. In that case, you might spend some real quality time in the astral world, just recuperating and healing and recharging yourself. It may be that you may need to just sort of be asleep for a while. You may need to be in the astral world but not aware of anything. That sort of healing that comes in sleep that we experience even on the physical plane.
True.
Some of us need to do that. We just need to chill out on the astral world, and we're given that opportunity to do that. But others, you know, have a real need to come back for one reason or another. There's numerous movie plot lines that take advantage of this idea of people dying and then sticking around to help out or coming back in one way, form, or another. To try to finish up what they were working on. There's actually a deep truth to that. Sometimes we need to come back fairly soon because it's possible for us to continue on with something that we were focusing on, and if we were to come back much later, it would be impossible to pick up the pieces or where we had left off and continue on. So there's a necessity to come back right away. But again, for each individual, it's different. It just depends on their inner needs.
To the soul, the spirit.
Yes.
To what's needed and what needs to be accomplished.
Yes, absolutely. There's a driving force that comes from deep within us that makes us reincarnate at a particular time and a particular place. There's certain lessons to be learned in every single lifetime.
True.
And,
very true.
Yeah.
You know, in my visualizations, I don't want to get too complex with it, but I go to a place where I believe is the spirit realm, and I was shown that the higher ones could come down to your level, but we couldn't go to their level. And it was one of the things that was one of the ingredients that caused us to reincarnate so we can go to the next level.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just like, say you have a, there's a workout place near you, and in certain rooms you can only come in there if you can lift certain weights.
Yes.
You know, if you have that sort of strength, and it's the same thing, you know, for on the astral world. Christ said that in my Father's house are many mansions. What this means is that in the astral world, you go to where you gravitate toward naturally. This is if you go into a room where there's all these people, you're going to find those people that you have a connection with and start to hang out with them. And certain people, if they tried to connect, they just wouldn't have a connection. And similar in the astral plane. And there are many different levels to be on for many different reasons. And you might slip from one level to another depending on your mood. But when you really are in your highest peak of inspiration, then you're hanging out at a place where some folks are hanging out all the time. And we may visit there only occasionally, but as we grow, as we come back and learn our lessons and refine our spirit, then when we leave this world, we can hang out on those really high planes for longer periods.
True. See, I went to a place where everybody had the same understanding, and we were aware of another level, and I wanted to go there, but it was explained to me in a way like school. I wanted to be in the next grade with my peers.
Yes.
And if I didn't reincarnate, I would have been left back until I did learn the lesson. But I wanted to be with my friends, so that was like a driving force for me to come back.
Yes.
And but my friends were they were allowed to come to me and teach, but I wasn't allowed to go where they hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like an incredible urge to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do anything to satisfy that, including reincarnate. So.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go to my caller. Caller, how you doing?
Hi, Michael. Fine, thank you.
Okay, sorry to have you hanging on there. I'm just learning how to format all this so it'll get better and quicker and more interesting. And thank you for your patience.
This is my first time calling you, so I'm really excited.
Oh, good. What's your first name?
Rose.
Rose, where are you calling from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you for calling, Rose.
Thank you. I have one question about my son, and then I also would like to ask a question about myself, but... is my son going to be okay at his job? He's having a little bit of trouble there.
Okay, son with the job?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just take me where your thoughts want me to go, and I seem to operate pretty good that way. And I'm feeling that he's going to do fine. I'm feeling that it's going to turn around. I feel like once he realizes how good it is or how agreeable it is, it's going to turn around for him. Because I'm hearing the new job. Did he just start or something changed for him there?
Well, they're talking about I don't know. I don't know if they're talking about firing him or changing jobs with him. I'm not sure.
Okay, I believe that it might be a change because I keep hearing something new. And I think they're going to offer him like training or schooling that goes with the new position.
Oh, good.
This is what I'm hearing. So I think they're going to work this out in a way that catches his mind and motivates him or inspires him to continue.
Oh, great.
So they're going to work it out. I feel like it's going to involve maybe something new and it might require him to learn something, and he's going to have to be a little motivated to jump on it. And I think financially he's going to see the benefit of it. And he's going to go along with it. So your son is going to do well, and that they're going to change things that makes him happy. So, okay?
Oh, thank you. And I wanted to ask about myself. Do you see my psychic abilities getting stronger? I was told that I have a family line of psychics and mystics and things like that. And I was wondering if I had the gift.
Okay. Well, I don't like to call it a gift, and everybody does have it. It's just like everybody can throw a baseball, but not everybody is going to be a Babe Ruth.
Right.
But everybody has the ability. I believe it's an aspect of our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a muscle. It needs to be developed. And you become what you dwell on. Now, if you want to be a psychic reader, that would be like you would need to train for it, just like you wanted to be an actress or play guitar. you would have to dwell on it continuously. And the more you dwell on it, the better reader you would become.
You know, I think I want to be able to communicate more to my angels and my spirits. Really, that's all I want to do, to make sure I'm getting their messages as to what I need to do.
Right. I can leave with you that you are stirring consciously and spiritually, because you're surrounded with, I can see the energy coming off of you, but there's a little bit of confusion mixed in with it. And what you would need to do is to focus that and to concentrate it and to start fine-tuning it through meditation and visualization and concentration and study. I know that the more you dwell on developing spiritually, the more you develop. And I think with you, what you're feeling is you're being led into this to explore yourself spiritually, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And that the energy is there, because it's given, but it's a little confused and it's a little disarrayed. It needs to be tweaked and focused. Do you understand meditation and chakras and visualization?
Yeah. I've taken a Reiki first degree class.
Okay, that's why I'm seeing the energy around you. It's inspired and motivated, and you have something to work with. And all you need to do is to focus it and start developing it. So reading books like on developing psychic abilities or visualizing, meditation, and Reiki is awesome for developing psychically too.
Great.
So you're on the right track. It's just a matter of...
Is there anything you want me to do that I'm not doing, maybe?
I am getting confusion. You need to focus on meditation.
Okay.
And your chakras.
I am confused about all this.
Okay, but you understand going into your chakras and energizing them and maybe cleansing them?
Yes, I do that. Okay.
Well, I've been doing it for 40 years. You can't do it enough.
Oh, okay. I do it at least maybe once a day, but maybe I need to do it more.
Well, it depends on what you want to do with it. Now, you got different levels of psychic abilities, and a psychic reader is the Marine Corps. Are you doing reading after reading after reading every day for years? You need to prepare, just like you were going on stage and doing concerts.
Right.
You have to prepare yourself for it, and you got to have a format. I guess
maybe I really don't want to be a psychic reader. I just want to be able to communicate
with
I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, most people just want to experience it and enrich their lives with it.
Can I ask Richard a question?
Yeah, sure. That's what we're here for. Go ahead,
Richard. You know, actually, Rose, before you ask, if I might just butt in here a second.
Yeah.
Another thing just to keep in mind when you're working to develop these things is to try to tune into the light coming through you and tuning into a higher power. Feel it flowing through you and just ask, when you do your meditation, do your techniques at the beginning. And then Yogananda said that intuition is developed by just sitting in the silence afterwards and just listening.
Yep.
And if you can develop that ability to listen, you'll increase your ability to feel these subtler realities, and then you'll receive information. It might come in words, it might come in images, it might just come in a soundless knowing within yourself.
Yep.
But that's a good way to help to develop that.
Yep.
Okay, I'll do that. Richard, my brother died about 8 years ago, and we were very close.
Yep.
I mean, so close. And to this day, I mean, I can't help but always talk with him. And and I feel like we probably had a lot of past lives together.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Any sort of really close relationship like that is just, often in a family group, you'll feel very especially close to one sibling or another, and this is just a sign that you've connected before and you've been friends for a very long time.
I always talk to him, and I always pray that he'll come and visit me either in my dreams or visit or so I can feel his presence. 'Cause, I mean, if I could just feel his presence, that would just make me feel so much better. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I never feel his presence, and I really don't dream about him at
all.
Yes,
this is something that you can develop, too, in meditation. At the end of your meditation, after your quiet time, one good way is to just send your brother light. Just send him light. And then at the very end of your meditation, by sending in light, you're connecting with him. And he's been gone for 8 years?
Yeah.
He's probably still in the astral world. If so, by sending in light, you're doing two things. One, you're creating a connection between your spirit and his. And the other thing is that you're connecting on an energy level, which is what the astral realm is founded on. And so you're creating a really good connection with his spirit. And then if you want to, I don't know what your spiritual background is, but if you'd like to say a prayer to Christ or any other great soul or just to God directly in any form that appeals to you, just ask for this connection to be formed in a way of light, in a way of freedom. Not that you want to bind him still to the physical world, because now he's free, but just that you want him to feel your love, and that you want him to know that you still love him, and you want to just have that connection be strong in the deepest part of who and what you are. If you say a prayer like that at the end of your meditation, Yogananda said that within depends too on many factors, but depending on how much the commitment you put to it, how much energy you put into it, then it shouldn't take all that long before you'll get a response.
Oh, my goodness. Now that I know what to do, I'll definitely start doing that, because I had been praying, but I didn't know about sending them light, so I'll definitely do that now.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, what you can do, again, just rub your hands together so you feel the energy in the palms of your hands, and then raise your hands over your head, and just feel that you're sending energy and light and love out to you.
I do that with Reiki. I'll send it into the universe. I do the exact same thing, but towards the universe, to heal the universe and Mother Earth. So now I know I can do that with my brother. Oh.
Yes, you could do it with anyone at a distance also.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Michael.
All right.
Michael.
Thank you, Rose. God bless.
You too.
That's
bye-bye.
Good. And it's all about visualizing energy. Everything with me is energy, and it's so closely connected to meditation that people need to. I wish we could talk for hours about this, Rich.
What's your name, Tom, Rich?
Yes.
Because there's so much out. People want to know so much, and it's to hear it is they need to hear it, and there's so many different techniques and different levels of awareness that you're dealing with, so I try to keep it as simple as possible. Hi, caller.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I told you I'd get you.
Angel baby.
Yes, me.
All right, girl. How you doing? How's the show sound?
It sounds fabulous. I told you. Oh, I love this show.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Your inner thoughts. That's what it's all about. Your inner thoughts is where you're going. That's where it's all about. Angel, you want to ask Richard a question?
Yeah, but I want to ask you one first.
Okay.
All right. My son, the one who just went into college,
okay,
he's looking for a job. Do you see him getting anything soon?
I do see that happening, Angel. Is he looking now?
Yeah, he is.
And is he waiting for a word on something? Because I hear it's coming through for him.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he is.
Okay, I'm hearing what he initiated is going to come through. So he got something out there going already. It's just a matter of it going through for him and them contacting him.
Oh, that'll be great.
I feel like he's going to do great. I'm hearing a new job. What is special about this? Is it with school or connected to what he wants to get into? Or
actually, yeah, it does.
Okay, because I'm hearing it's means a lot to him.
Computers, yeah.
Yeah, it's not just a job, it's what it's about, too.
Right, the computer graphics and designs, that's what he wants.
Awesome, he's going to do fantastic, and it's going to be the beginning of the rest of his life, I'm hearing to tell you.
Oh, that would be great.
And I'm also hearing that interviews and exams are being passed, so he's going to go right through it, and I believe he's going to get it within 30 days, probably. He's right on top of it. It could be tomorrow, or it could be 30 days from now.
Oh, that'll be awesome for him.
And it's going to be the rest of his life. It's going to be his future, I'm hearing.
Oh, that would be awesome for
okay.
him.
Okay, and there's going to be an autistic and an educational air to this, so he's going to not only be working and earning money, but learning. Okay.
That's basically what he's in school for right now.
Yep, and it's going to be heavy on the art, so it lines up with graphics and computers. So now I'll let you talk to Richard, okay, Angel?
Okay.
Bless
Hi,
you.
Angel.
Hi, Richard. How you doing, hon?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. You're
great.
Awesome. I've been to your site. You are awesome.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. It's really a blessing to serve.
Okay, but what I want to know is, like, I got a tight connection with Mike. Is it possible that we had a past life together?
Yes, yes. When you feel that deeply within, then that's an indication that you have a connection together from the past life. Either you spent some quality time with that person, or you worked something out that was really important to you, or you just, again, we mentioned that before, you're just old friends, because that's really what it's all about. All relationships are based on friendship, essentially. And whatever we are to each other in this life, we're, on the deepest level, we're soul friends. And so I think that's the connection that you have between you and Mike.
Yep, you can feel it.
All right, could that also go with children, too?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I've got a tighter connection with my one son than I do my other.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's something that you can develop, you know, as you have opportunities to do so during the day, just in your connections, you know, as he grows older, as he, you start to form... a connection with him, you know, in many cases between parents and children, as the children grow older and become adults, and they start to deal with becoming parents themselves, perhaps, the relationship really becomes, evolves into, naturally, into a deep friendship. And so I think you'll enjoy that connection with him, as well as with the others.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How's that, Angel?
Oh, that's awesome, Mike.
Sounds good, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I feel it too. And I do believe that basically everyone we come in contact with, if it starts some type of energy wave, it might have been a past life connection. And I mean a friendship or helping me somehow or me helping you or... Okay. All right. Sounds good.
It sounds great, Mike. But somehow or another, I feel like we were related.
I believe that, Angel, because we're doing some things in here and we're interacting in a way that I believe was definitely past life. I think anybody that becomes a friend or helps you in any way, there was a connection. So how's that, Angel?
That's great, Mike.
Okay. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you, and I'll see you tonight.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
All right, partner.
All right, Angel.
Bye, Angel.
Okay. Richard, the difficult part of all of this is when a child dies or you lose one tragically or violently.
Yes.
And you wonder, what was that all about?
Yes.
Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think if... I have a son myself who's still in the toddler phase, and the idea of losing him is just such a crushing thought. I think this is only one thought I want to say about this, is that for nearly all of us, it would be pretty much impossible to think about philosophical aspects of things or the metaphysical aspects when you're experiencing something. You just had a tragedy like that, and it really kind of takes time before we're able to look at something like that and try to feel, well, what was the reason for it? Is there a reason for it? Why would God take away my son or my daughter? I think that if we come to that sort of point naturally, then we could start to ask those questions. And it's really one of the ways that I think the universe helps us to tune into spirit, because so many of us suddenly become interested in the spiritual world. When we lose a loved one, suddenly we really want to know, well, what is life all about, and where do we go after we leave this place? Where did my child go? Where will I go? Will I see them again? And these sort of questions will come up, and then I think when we really want to know, then we'll start to to find the answers.
Very true. You know, in my career as a reader, I had many young souls come through the past, and a lot of their explanations was it was just my time, or I came in to teach my parents.
Yes.
And my mission was accomplished, and I had to go back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, often that is the case, I believe. There's some high souls do make a commitment just to come in for a short period of time. They just have one thing they need to do. They're sort of in and out like that.
Very much so.
Yes.
Yeah, this one soul told me that it was just so the heartache of losing that baby brought the parents closer together,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and opened up their awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes our children are really our teachers. In fact, that's often the case. We do have a commitment to them, to nurture them and to teach them the ways of the world, because many children, sometimes, I know when my son was born, he was very aware. I mean, when they handed him to me 2 seconds after he'd come out, he looked in my eyes, and I was half asleep because we'd been up all night. And I looked in his eyes, and it was just like a bucket of cold water had been dumped in my head, because he was so aware, and it was just like, who are you? You know, he didn't say that, of course, but his eyes were just looking right at me, and I thought they were looking right into my soul.
Sure.
So he was very awake. So some children, when they come in, are very aware, and they're very awake, and they're ready to just get down to business right away in the physical world. And some are still half asleep. They're still halfway in the astral world, and you see them, and they're just, they're very dreamy, and they still, you know, it might take them a while to really just sort of realize, oh, I'm here, you know, and to try to tune into the physical world and how it all works.
Yeah. I had a connection with my first grandson, and we lost him with a miscarriage, and
mm-hmm.
I was communicating him while he was in the womb, and when we lost him, he told me, he goes, I'm coming back. He goes, mm-hmm. this time we had to cancel this.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an intelligence, there's an empire, there's a civilization, there's a science behind all of this, and things are planned and formatted, and he told me that they had to cancel that and that he was coming back, and sure enough, a couple of months later, he came back
mm-hmm. yes.
in a different body.
Yes, yes. These aren't for all time when a soul leaves like that and doesn't quite make it all the way here. It's always a temporary thing. Each of us have at some point times when we need to come out into the physical world, and if we don't do it at one time for one reason or another, we'll come back again.
True. I think we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Welcome
Good
to the show.
Hi,
thank you for your patience.
No problem. I have a couple of questions. I have one about reincarnation.
Okay.
My name is Fran, and I'm from Amesbury, Massachusetts. And the reincarnation is, I mean, I find that I've lived, I'm in a constant struggle, like, okay, did I? Okay, didn't I? How can I find out exactly if I did or didn't? You know, if I was alive, you know what I mean, before?
Yes, yes. And did you say your name was Frida?
Fran.
Fran. Oh, okay. Hi, Fran.
How are you?
The best way is, I was talking earlier about meditation. Meditation will help to clarify feelings and thoughts and connections. Sometimes you can get an inkling into a time when you had been around because of your natural interests. If there is a particular time in history, a particular place that draws you, some of us get obsessed, for instance, like with the Civil War or something. I mentioned that because I wrote a book on Lincoln's reincarnation, but on my website. Or you might be really into the French monarchies, the 1700s and so on, or the Italian Renaissance. You just feel this really strong interest, and it's more than just a casual interest. It's just something that comes from deep inside of you. As soon as you hear about it, you get excited. You feel like you're at home on some deep level of your being. Then you can pretty much count on the fact that you had lived at that time and connected with what was going on then. As far as real specifics go, the only way that you can really tell, as I was talking about, was in really deep meditation. Ultimately, when we really achieve the highest state of consciousness, which I call self-realization, Yogananda called it self-realization, at that time, all of your past lives are just laid out before you, just like a mosaic, just going off into the distance. And you see how you had been this person and that person, how you were your friend, the great businesswoman, and you were a friend, the ocean-going seafarer, and, you know, and friend, the farmer at one point. So just different lives and different lessons learned in all of them, how they ultimately all brought you to this state of deep understanding and knowing. But that real secure knowledge only comes in that sort of very profound meditation.
Wow. Okay. Also, could I get a general reading from you?
Okay, Fran. You no question. Any place you want my thoughts to go?
Just about me in general. I'm all over the place, and where should I be right now?
Okay. Well, I'll just give you some quick insights that I feel around you, and it's being told to me, and I'm just going to repeat what I'm hearing. And I don't know if there's been an illness or a general somebody. It's either you or maybe somebody around you hasn't been feeling that good. You're just kind of like, I feel like I was dealing with maybe exhaustion or somebody else's ill health, or just haven't been able to get it together, and I feel like I'm pulling out of this.
It's me.
So the next 30 days is going to be a significant change for your energy, your motivation, and your inspiration. You're going to feel a wave of health and energy coming to you, and clearer thinking. I feel like I've been taking on maybe too much lately, mentally and emotionally, with my thoughts. I feel like my thoughts have been racing and wearing me down, and that's also going to change. I feel as though I got some plans or something I want to accomplish and get moving, and I feel like between now and the end of October, I will start initiating some of my goals and some of the things that I've been working on, getting it going. So I'm going from confused to should I, shouldn't I, to actually getting it moving and getting it up and running. And I feel like these are things close to my heart and mind, things that I want to accomplish and get going. So things are going to start moving forward for you, Fran. And I feel like I just want to focus on the light. I want to be positive, focus on the light. And I'm also hearing, I don't know if you got some testing coming up or an interview or exam, or I'm going to have to apply, and I feel like I go through this. I don't know if it's a test or an interview. But
no,
by the end?
No, not yet. I'm just, like, really confused going to school, working. It's just everything.
That's what I'm being told. You were just taking on too much. Are you going to school?
I don't know. Well, I'm thinking about going back, but for what? Sign language, Reiki, developed in my spiritualness, and
okay.
Everything.
Okay. I feel like you're definitely going back to school. And I feel like within 30 days you're going to know when and what for. That's what Spirit's telling me. Give it 30 days. You're going to know exactly what you want to go for.
Am I going to develop my spiritual awareness anymore? Is it going to be developed so much that I can help other people also?
I believe so, but it's the beginning stages. First, you got to get your head together.
Right.
Because right now you don't know what you want.
Right.
And Spirit's saying, tell her she don't know what she wants. And that
tell
she will. You will in 30 days, and it's definitely going to be connected to spiritual matters and things that you want to get involved in.
Right.
So you're on the right track. It's just that they're all spinning around your head. And it's kind of self-inflicted, and it's because you took on too much at one time mentally. And that's going to calm down. That is going to get better. You got to get rid of that spinning feeling. And that's going to happen naturally. It's because
okay.
of this.
So continue to meditate and do that, and just all comes natural.
Yeah. Meditation will help you, and dwelling on it is also going.
Oh, I dwell on it constantly, day, night, when I wake up, when I go to bed.
Okay. And what's going to happen is while you're dwelling on it, it's going to make more sense, and you're going to feel it's right, and that's what this dwelling is. It's you're deciphering things that are being given to you,
right.
And you're getting rid of it. The ones you don't want or the ones you don't care for is going to fall away, and you're going to eventually see the pictures that you're supposed to follow.
Right.
You understand? So the guidance is mixed in with ego and nerves and
right.
everyday life.
Right. The patience for me is a big thing.
And
now.
You are going back to school, and you're going to be successful, and you're going to do well with it. Okay? It's just a matter of calming down and focusing and putting together a plan. Okay,
right.
And you're right on the edge of that. By, like I said, within 30 days, you're going to know what you want and how you want to do it.
Great.
Just give
you.
It some time to come to you.
I will.
Okay, and school is a big part of it, and you're going to do well with it.
Awesome.
Okay?
Thank you very much, both of you, and have a good day.
Thank you, Fran. I hope
Thank
I helped you.
God bless.
God bless. Okay, everybody, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. If you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoga.com. My guest is Richard Salva. And if you'd like to know more about him, www.lincolnreincarnation.com. The boss said we can go over. Richard, you got more time?
I think I could probably go until maybe 11:30 if we have that much time. Then I have other commitments after that.
Okay. Well, let's go another 15 minutes if it's okay with the boss. I believe he already gave us a go-ahead. So okay, we'll go to 2:30 then. Okay, Richard, or I'll let you go 5 minutes earlier if you'd like. Just give me the word, Richard.
All righty.
I can talk for months. All right, buddy. I got a question, too. Now, reincarnation. Now, when the soul goes over and then it comes back, if we're praying for it, the prayers are still helping.
Yes,
the person, whether they're in spirit or if they reincarnated.
Oh, absolutely. Prayer isn't limited by time and space. It's only limited by our thoughts. Actually, and our thoughts aren't limited either, because prayer goes beyond that. It's universal. It's omnipresent. Wherever the soul is, if you think about that soul, you can connect with that soul. You can send that soul energy. You can send light, love, healing energy.
Sure. Okay, and now the soul can be female or male, I believe.
Yes, actually the soul itself is beyond the gender of male
yep.
or female. It's neither. It's beyond. This is spirit is beyond either sex also. But there are certain lessons that can be learned in a female body and certain lessons that can be learned in a male body. And sometimes we choose one or the other depending on what we've come into that lifetime to accomplish.
Okay. And I also felt while I was there that other souls help you put together your journeys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have soul friends, we have soul networks, we have
yeah.
soul families. Sometimes we'll all gather together on the physical plane to raise a ruckus together for a while and sort of tune into whatever we're going to tune into. Then we'll make our merry way back into the astral world. Yes, we have certain connections and ties that are very strong, and certain soul commitments where we may come back in different lifetimes to focus on similar things together and just sort of refine our understanding. It's like any sports team. You know, they'll go on the road and they'll play here and they'll play there and they're still doing the same thing. And it's the same thing for us with this group. We'll go here and we'll go there and then we'll come back home and then we'll go out again.
Okay. And also our spirit guides come in with us and even assist us with our plan.
Yes, whether we're aware of them or not, they're there to help. If we can become aware of them, they can be helpful, aware of these angels, these great souls that we have a connection with, and it can be really helpful for us to tune into that connection, tune into that spiritual energy that flows through them, the guidance, the wisdom that they have. This is something that's on a very deep level. It's something, again, that we can develop in meditation. For each of us, also Yogananda said, there's one soul in particular that's around that's there specifically for our spiritual growth that we need to connect with.
Okay. Richard, in all your history and research, have you ever encountered two souls in one body or heard of it?
No, I think what We each have a claim on a physical body. I know sometimes, you know, there are occasions where two souls are so close together that they'll incarnate at the same time. They'll be twins, or sometimes they'll even be twins that are, their bodies are joined in one way or another. They have this connection, or some way they're so deeply tied to each other on an emotional level or on a thinking level for some reason or another, that they come in together in that way. But pretty much if you're in a physical body, the deepest part of who and what you are is the proper residence of that physical form. And it should just pretty much just be you in there.
Okay. What's your opinion on walk-ins, Richard?
You know, I don't know too much about that phenomenon. I haven't really studied it, so I don't feel like I can give a good answer to that question.
Okay, and there's a lot of information with Ruth Montgomery. She was big on the walk-ins.
Ah, yes.
And I believe she thinks Lincoln was a walk-in, and there's a science and a theory behind it, and I don't want to get too into that. But
But it's good, too, to know that there are high souls that just do come in, you know, that they came into that body originally, and they're there to for a purpose, and we can tune into that also as well.
Right. Okay. Do we have a caller? There might have been I don't want to make sure there's nobody hanging there waiting for a reading. Everybody probably thinks the show ended, but but there's so Richard. You know, we can talk about this for years. That there is so much, and it's so intermingled with meditation,
yes.
Karma, psychic abilities.
Yes.
That the subject will never end.
Yes, yes, it's true. You know, we were talking about lingering on, not knowing that somebody is there, and it made me think of people who are in comas and what's happening with them. I've read some interesting studies about, for instance, a grandparent will be there, and somebody brought in a recording of their grandchild, and there's certain, they do, they keep track of various physiological functions in the human body for people who are in comas, and pretty much the brain activity runs a certain way, generally speaking, and the breathing and so on, like so forth. And they notice that it all changed as soon as they turn on the tape recorder and this child's voice started playing, that suddenly the brain waves went into a different pattern and the breathing went into a different pattern. It was like that even though that person had been out for a long time and seemingly not even aware of the physical world, as soon as they heard their grandchild speaking, suddenly they were focused enough to have their physical body notice what was going on. And I think there's a certain karma when we sort of check out for one reason or another. We have an accident or something happens, maybe whether it's an illness or whatever it might be, where we could check out for a while, but even if that is so, there's still something going on, and there's still karma being worked out. There's still, we might be in an astral world dealing with things there, or we may just be in a sort of a semi-sleep state, but there's still an awareness there that we're still connecting with the physical world.
All right. Okay. Caller, hi.
Hi, it's Danielle.
Danielle?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. I have a question for
Richard
on the reincarnation aspect.
Question for Richard?
Yeah.
Yes, hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Danielle.
Can I talk now? Can I ask a question?
Danielle.
Sure, yes. Go ahead.
I'm doing good. You might touch base on soul exchanges.
I can't hear her. Danielle.
Yes.
Question for me or Richard?
Richard.
Okay.
Yes, hi, Danielle. You were saying something about soul exchanges?
Yes, you touched bases on soul exchanges that people are born for purpose and then sooner or later somebody else, higher up or whatever, takes over.
Right. I guess what you're talking about, maybe that's what Michael was mentioning when he was talking about walk-ins.
Yeah.
I, you know, again, it's something that I haven't really studied. I haven't come across it. It's an interesting thought, but I think, you know, I think what I feel to be a deep truth about these sort of things is that we can ask higher souls to inspire us. And to some degree, you know, you can ask the infinite to work through you. And in that extent, you can do things that you never thought that you could do before. But again, I haven't really tuned into this thought, as Ruth Montgomery had put in, of walk-ins or exchanging places. And so I personally think that if we're in a physical body, we're there for a reason. And it may seem daunting, whatever it is that we've come to take on. But if we really just tune into the deepest part of who we are, we'll find a strength there that we never imagined possible, and find that we can do what we could never conceived of doing before.
Okay. No, I was just curious because I also know about soul sharing, where two souls share the same body.
Right. And again, I gave my perspective on that, but I really feel that there has to be a clarity and a purpose, and if two individual spirits are trying to do that in one body, I don't think that either will really find that they're able to do exactly what they need to do, because no matter how close two souls are, each of them have certain things that they need to do, and some of those things are going to conflict. And so there must necessarily be some confusion, I think, in that sort of instance. But again, it's not something I've studied, and it's not something I've encountered.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Danielle?
Yeah, what the heck is happening with my child?
With your child?
Yes.
Whatever it is, it's going to improve. How old is the child?
21.
How old?
21.
21, okay. I think it's, I think he's having problems finding his way, and I don't know if it's career or job or is it finances, but I got a feeling, it's connected to his place in the world and the physical plane. So is it a job or finances that he's...
Everything.
Okay. Well, I feel that a major thing with him right now is finding himself in the physical and knowing where to go, what to do. And I feel like that's about to change. I feel like within the next 30... he's going to be given some guidance and direction, and it's going to be, I'm leaning heavily towards finances and work in the business arena. I think once that straightens out for him, he'll feel and be much clearer. So within 30 days, I feel like he'll be doing better, Danielle.
Thank you, sweetie.
I don't know if it's through an increase of finances or getting a job or enjoying what he's doing or finding his way, but it's based physical and financial, and that's going to turn around for him. He's right on the verge of either getting something better or an increase, and that in turn is going to benefit the rest of his life, friendships, relationships. Okay?
Thank you.
So give it 30 days, and I feel you're going to see an improvement with him.
All right, God bless you.
Okay, Danielle, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you
for calling the show. Richard, I know you're in a hurry. I'd like to give you a little... send-off reading there, and thank you for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Michael.
You're a busy man. I've been looking over your website, and I said, how does the man do it? You were on several radio shows coming up, Achieve Radio, Contact Radio, and
yes, and
a few others. Your website looks awesome. I'm probably going to get that 3-day off for myself just to say that I did it and I can enjoy it with you.
Yes.
And... Richard, I'm being told that you're right on the verge of being very pleased with yourself and very happy with the way your life path is going.
Good.
There might have been some doubts or some frustrations recently or in the past, but I feel like the next 30 days is really going to show you the light and clarity. Mm. And I feel like it's going to improve your friendships, your relationship, your marriage. I'm just getting an overall being very pleased with myself. I feel like I'm right on the verge of something very nice and very important and very creative starting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like by the end of October, basically starting a new journey or doors that I've been working on have opened for me. Mm-hmm. And I want to be bold and I want to be confident, and it's going to involve me with subjects and things that maybe I haven't really dealt with before, but can kind of be mixed in with what I'm doing and what I know.
Yeah.
So be very open to a new style and a new deal connected to what you're into.
Mm.
okay, or combining it with something. Like instead of lecturing and teaching, I'm actually reading or consulting. It's a mixture of what I am and a change at the same time. It might be a little different and a little new, but I do well with it and I combine it.
Yeah.
And it's going to unfold as I take the steps through it. You're going to see that it's working and that you're doing very well with it and you're going to continue to do well. And I believe it's going to take you on another, not a different journey or another journey, but kind of complement the journey you're on and be very successful with it.
Mm, wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. It is a time of transition. So that's
big time. Big
yeah.
time. By the end of October, you are in and going through a major transition, and it's going to be successful and work well with you.
Oh, wonderful!
You're going to do well, and it's going to help other things, not only money, but emotions and relationships and home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's close to home, and it's going to work for you,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to do well with it,
yeah.
and it's going to unfold probably by the end of October. You'll see signs of it,
mm-hmm.
and it's touching everything: finances, job,
mm-hmm.
maybe even where I'm living or how I'm living is going to change a little.
Yes.
So it's a magnificent door. They're showing me a door, and there's a light behind it, and it can take you anywhere. And it's going to be a little twist to what you do, but connected to what you do.
Yes.
Okay, and the people around you are going to be very supportive and very helpful. And basically the only thing you got to do is stay focused and stay light and have fun with it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'll take that advice. It's very good advice, I think.
Yes, just have spirits. Just saying, just tell them to have fun with it and enjoy it.
Yes,
it's happening.
That's I'm part of a spiritual community. It's called Ananda, and there are communities worldwide. But somebody else, the founder, Kriyananda, what does Ananda come here to do? And what have we all come here to do? And he said that we've come here to have fun.
That's it.
Which means we've come here to find joy.
And I kept hearing spirit to tell you to remember that and to focus on that, have fun with it, and enjoy it because it's happening.
Yes,
and it's going to start. It's going to unfold within the next 30.
Wonderful. Thank you, Michael.
Okay,
and I just want to say something to you. I have a prediction for you. I think you, through the work you're doing, are going to help many people. That's the only thing that's come through.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. That's all I want to do.
Yes, yes. It's a good reason to be here.
It started 10 years ago publicly, and it's been the motivating factor, and that's all I want to do is just help people.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Thank you, Richard.
Well, thank you again, Michael. It's always a joy to be on your show and to connect with you.
Okay, and
LincolnReincarnation.com.
LincolnReincarnation.com. You go there, there's a pop-up, and it offers you a three-part email. Past life regression.
And also, there's a special offer for my book, Soul Journey from Lincoln to Lindbergh. Want some wonderful bonus gifts there, so you might check that out as well. It's on the same page.
Very good. Thank you, Richard. It's
okay.
been a pleasure.
Yeah, you take care, Michael.
Thank you. You take care, too.
Alrighty.
All right, everybody. If you want to know more about me, I'm available in private, www.michaelgoga.com. I'm here 2 times a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. Thank you. Blessings. BBS Radio, you rock. You're the best. You're the biggest and best and always going to be. Thank you, Don. Take care, everybody. God bless.